There are growing concerns tonight about the international economic implications of Italy's referendum result. Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has announced he'll be stepping down after suffering a humiliating loss in the vote to change Italy's constitution. While political chaos isn't new in Italy, the win of the no vote is yet another example of populist anti-establishment anger that's sweeping Western politics. Economists say the decision by voters to resoundingly reject austerity and economic reform has the potential to derail an already fragile eurozone. David Taylor has this report.
Today's Italian referendum result is a rejection of heavy and unpleasant but necessary economic reform. The country's banks, now weighed down by huge amounts of debt, were counting on a yes vote, but that didn't come.
It's come at a time where they really need to raise capital, but it's going to be very hard for people to actually be lending money to Italian banks because they're very much concerned about the macro risks there.
Matt Sherwood is the head of investment strategy at Perpetual Investments.
We have to also remember that Italy is the third biggest bond market in the world. The bigger ones are both the US and Japan, and Italy's number three. So this is a country which is carrying a lot of debt, and we could see those borrowing costs blow out if investors become very concerned about the stability of the core financial system in Italy.
Economist and European expert Oliver Hartwich agrees and says the people have essentially voted against making the economy more competitive.
In the future for economic reform, reforms that would keep Italy in the euro, that would hopefully restore its banking system, that future doesn't look that rosy anymore.
And yes, you heard right. Dr. Hartwich argues Italy's very place in the eurozone has now been jeopardised. But Italy is far from alone in terms of dealing with the rise of populism and the handbrake it puts on existing economic reforms and trade agreements. Earlier this year, Brexit set that train in motion, and the rise of Donald Trump's popularity helped to cement the idea that populism was set to dominate global politics. Europeans are now staring down the barrel of elections in Italy, the Netherlands, France and Germany, all capable of seeing populist figures rise to power. That, says Dr. Hartwich, creates uncertainty around the economic recovery Europe has been trying to achieve since the financial crisis.
Well, it certainly does put a question mark on that because it makes it much harder to actually deal with the problems that the continent really faces. I mean, who is going to deal with Italy's debt burden? Who is going to sort out Italy's banking system? Who is going to refinance struggling banks like Monte dei Paschi? This is something that is actually quite difficult to achieve. Populists probably don't have quite the right measures, and populists won't have the support for their policies that they need at the European level because they will need the support of the European Commission. They will need the support of European partners, and I can't really see how a shift towards populism solves any of Europe's problems.
Well, it's starting in Italy, and of course, as you mentioned, it will obviously, there will be these same challenges happen in the Netherlands and in France, and then ultimately Germany.
Indeed. And you can see the growing support for populist parties in other parts of the eurozone as well. I mean, just look at what's already happened in Greece. I mean, they are a populist left-wing party is already in power. That's Syriza in Greece, and you can see how well that has worked for Greece.
Is there any chance at all of a breakup, in some respects, of the European Union over the next decade?
There's always a chance of breakup, but I wouldn't exaggerate things. I think what is much more likely to happen is that we're going to see a departure of one or two countries from the eurozone. But that's different. The eurozone is a monetary union. The European Union is a political project. It is possible to take countries out of the eurozone for which the euro simply doesn't work as a currency while still keeping them in the framework of European integration.
The potential for more instability in the eurozone saw the euro tumble today against the US dollar. At one stage, the euro hit its lowest level since March 2015.
David Taylor reporting.